Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in
rehearsal floor. Street clothes draped over long, smooth bars. Mirrors and music. Favorite old dance shoes.
This is a dance studio. And although it may seem pretty quiet right now, once the dancers are ready and the music starts, this room will burst with energy. You know, there are so many different kinds of dance that in an instant, this room can change from a ballroom to a scene in a rock video. And dancing can change people, too. Here's a story about someone whose life took a wonderful turn when she learned to dance. It's called Sophie and Lou.
Sophie and Lou by Petra Mathers. Read by Lola Falana. Sophie was shy. So shy, she did her shopping during the lull hours, so she wouldn't have to talk to anyone. Every Wednesday, the bookmobile parked in front of the supermarket. And every Wednesday, Sophie almost went in. But the librarian was so tall. Sophie walked home, minding her bags and watching her feet. Sophie's house was dust-free. The furniture gleamed. The windows shone. She could sit for a long time watching the sun creep across the walls. Oh, my, she said, twirling her duster. What are they up to over there? Nobody's been in that house for years. During the following weeks, Sophie watched anxiously as the building was torn apart and put back together again. A banner went up. Kick up your heels, Dolores and Rudy, dance studio. Lots of strangers coming and going, she said. One of the strangers tipped his hat. Sophie drew the curtains. Dolores and Rudy danced well together. Little snatches of music came in waves. Soon, Sophie couldn't stay away from her window. Gentlemen, gentlemen, Rudy would cry, clapping. Lead your lady, don't push her. Elbows up, please. Nose over the toes. And again. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ladies, ladies, Dolores would plead. Straight back, but move those legs. Look at your partner. And then slowly up to the chandelier and down to the right. And now again. On Wednesday, she climbed the stairs to the bookmobile. She swallowed. Do you have any books on learning how to dance? Certainly, said the tall librarian, and knew just where to reach. Sophie took her books and fled. Safe at home again, Sophie pushed all the furniture against the walls and painted dancing steps on the floor. Blue for waltz, red for tango, green for foxtrot, orange for polka, and purple for samba. She practiced during the day, humming and counting.
1, 2, 3.
At night, she danced along with Dolores and Rudy. I look mousy, she decided one night. I need something that swings and bounces. She looked into her closet. Who wants to come out and dance? She called. Way in the back hung her old best, but the shoes were hopeless. The next day, hiding behind her shopping bags, Sophie slipped into a shoe store. I need some shoes, please, she whispered. I'm a dancer, she added a little louder, and sat down. There were boxes and boxes full of shoes. She tried them all. Where do you dance? The sales lady asked. Oh, with Dolores and Rudy, Sophie said, blushing. On her way out, someone rushed to open the door for her. Sophie knew she had seen him before. I like his face, she thought. All the way home, she danced inside. That night, Sophie put on her old best and new shoes. Finally, she heard Dolores. Your positions, ladies. Pick your partners. Oh, well, here we go all alone. 1, 2, 3, 4, Sophie sang, barely looking at the green steps for foxtrot. She circled and swayed, all the while holding her arms out to the empty air around her. The music stopped, but Sophie went on. Beautiful chandelier, 3, 4, because she knew she had it, 3, 4. And to the door, 3, 4, and open wide, 3. My name is Lou, he said, bowing from the waist. May I have this dance? You bet, said Sophie, and stepped into his arms.
Is the one and only Jackie Rio. She's a Latin dancer. Now, Jackie, tell me, what was that dance you were doing in the mirror?
Well, the dance
there?
That I was just doing was called the mambo.
The mambo. Huh. And where's that from?
The mambo comes from Cuba, mm-hmm. from the Cubanos.
Mm-hmm. Any other dances?
Of course,
from there?
There's a lot of Latin dances. Of course, we have the cha-cha-cha.
Oh, I've heard of that one.
The cha-cha is a lot of fun. It's right. Very similar to the mambo.
Is it?
And then we have the merengue.
The merengue.
Mm-hmm. And the samba and the tango.
And the music, is that important to Latin dance?
Music is very important because once you hear that rhythm, all you want to do is shake your booty. Yeah.
So that's real important. The music, it's in the music and it's in the body.
Absolutely.
That's what makes Latin dancing so special,
and
huh?
And fun.
Right. So Jackie, how long have you been dancing?
Well, Lavar, I've been dancing since I was 3 years old.
Really?
Yes. You know, growing up in Puerto Rico and the family always dancing the mambo.
Uh-huh. So teach the mambo to me, will you?
Of course.
You can?
Of course.
Okay, what do we need to do first?
Okay, so what we want to do is, let's start with the left foot forward. And we're just going to do taking the left foot forward, sort of like taking a step, but you change your mind.
Taking a step,
yeah, so
but
it's
you change
like,
your mind.
So you go, change my mind.
Okay,
let's try that again.
All right.
So you take a step and you change your mind. And now let's go back with the right foot and do the same thing. There we go. So let's repeat that. Good.
And I change my mind.
So you take a step and change
your mind. Take a step and change your mind.
Good.
Okay.
So now why don't we try it in dance position?
In dance position.
Yeah,
what's
and
that?
that's holding the lady.
Okay.
So what you want to do is you want to place your hand right there on the shoulder blade.
Right.
Okay. Now bring your shoulder back a little bit more. Good. Now we're gonna do a little turn here.
All right. This is great. This is fun.
Now remember this.
Okay.
After you give me that turn. Bring the arm right back down to my eye level. Instead of keeping it up
Instead
there like a
Statue
of Liberty.
There. Okay. All right. I got you.
Okay.
I have to make sure I keep this hand at your eye level.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Ready?
Yes.
And. Okay, ready? Here we go.
Okay.
That's
great.
But you know what?
What?
Let's do it with the music, because those hips are really going to go with the music.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Let's do it. Start with the basic step, like I show you, starting with your left foot.
Right.
Okay, you got this pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
This one I think I got down.
Here we go. Cross. Swift.
So we practiced and practiced and practiced. Okay, I'm getting the hang of this. And we mambo.
No me cambie nada por allá, que yo lo quiero ver tal como está. Puerto Rico lindo me hace tan rico poder pensar que yo soy tu hijo como Muñoz, Morel y Escobar. Y otros tantos hijos y nobles hombres que no hay que hablar. Y es que no hay historia ni una memoria para olvidar. Eres Puerto Rico mi gigante. Déjame soñar.
That was great. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you. Thanks to Jackie, I'm a regular Mambo King. You know, the Mambo is originally from Cuba. The people in Brazil created the Samba, and the Hula was born in Hawaii. In fact, from California to Kathmandu, people all over the world create their own ways of moving to the music.
On the island of Bali, music and dance is everywhere, even in the village streets. Balinese dancers tell stories with their hands and their heads and the movements of their eyes. To the gongs and drums of the Gamelan Orchestra, Ibu Manik, a famous Balinese dancer, performs the Taruna Jaya. Her eyes act out the joys and sorrows of growing up. Children begin to dance early in Bali. In the village of Batuan, dance master Kitut Kantor teaches the boys to use their fingers and eyes to tell the story. He carefully guides their head movements with his hands. After many months of hard work, they're ready to perform the Baris, the ancient legend of Balinese warriors.
If you travel to the village of Clifton in Ireland, you're bound to see some Irish step dancing. Here, to the lively strains of a Burren drum and fiddle, a story is told not with eyes, not with heads, and not with fingers, but with fast-moving, high-stepping feet. The Aborigine people of Australia paint their bodies with white chalk for the corroboree, an ancient ceremonial dance. The Gagaju tribe stamps their feet to show their connection to the earth as they reenact legends from thousands of years ago. They dance silhouetted against the red setting sun and continue far into the night. Every village, town, city, and country in the world sings and dances in its own way. Their costumes, instruments, and steps may be different, but they all have one thing in common. Dancing brings them indescribable joy.
Recognize this? Here's a dance that's totally American, but it's also related to African dances that are thousands of years old.
Very nice, very nice. Good. Lavar!
Huggy!
How you doing?
Great, how you feeling?
Good, good.
This is my friend Huggy Forty. He's a great dancer. So, Huggy, this is hip-hop dance, huh?
This is hip-hop.
And it's actually based on some African dance movements?
It is, it is. This is a dance called the Running Man, which we call.
Uh-huh.
And in Africa, it's called Manjani. It's in Senegal.
So how does that go?
Let me show you. All right. It's the Running Man. Boom.
Right.
All right. And the same thing they do it over there. Also, we have some tap steps in there.
In hip hop?
In hip hop. There's just shuffles.
Right.
And we make it funkier.
Ah, a lot bigger.
Yep.
Exactly.
You can like put a little hole in it.
Right. So there's street dancing in there. There's some tap dancing. There's some African influence. Hip-hop is like a combination of all sorts of dance styles.
It's a melting pot of dance.
I got it. Now, how did you get started?
Football in college, yeah.
Really?
The coach made all the backs and receivers, you know, learn ballet.
Well, now, wait a minute. How is ballet related to football? I don't understand.
All your stamina, flexibility, uh-huh. So you prevent injuries.
Uh-huh.
Just being able to know where your body is to like move on people and at all times.
They actually have moves in common, ballet and football?
Yeah.
Like what? There's
a move I use on people where I would come out, mm-hmm. The guy would be guarding me, and I would do a pas de bourrée. All right? And this is a pas de bourrée, but I would do a turning pas de bourrée. So I would step here and push off of him. Touchdown.
Great. So you really do have to be an athlete to be a dancer.
Really good shape. Yeah, to be in really good shape.
Yeah.
A lot of hours in the dance room.
Now, do you think you could show me some of these moves?
I think I could do it.
Yeah?
I think I could do it.
What do you think? Yeah?
instruments from you. Dance to the rap that is now coming through. Hard, strong, legit, and so real. About knowledge, yo, that's the deal. I got some books I want you to check out. Give them a chance, that's what it's all about. The homies might talk, say it's not cool, but yo, be yourself, it's all about school. The library is a place to see these three books for my crew and me. But you don't have to take his word for it.
Hey. Hi, I'm Natalie. Everyone can learn to dance. Sometimes you just need the right partner. That's the idea in this hysterical book, Cordelia Dance. Cordelia the crocodile is excited about taking dance lessons. Her dance teacher is a white poodle. In fact, all the students in Cordelia's class are different animals. Isn't that crazy? Cordelia doesn't quite fit in with the other students in her class. You might even say she's a klutz. No one wants to be her partner. Until one day when she meets her perfect match. Cordelia Dance showed me that you don't have to be a great dancer to have a lot of fun. All you need is a little courage, and you're on your way to a wonderful time.
Hello, welcome, man. I'm Lady Heath. Hi, my name is Andrew Lee, and that was Chinese, the language of my family. Here's a book for you. It's called Lion Dancer. Every New Year's Day on the streets of Chinatown, the great lion comes out to dance. The lion isn't a real animal. It's really a huge puppet that people dance with. The book shows how a family prepares for a New Year celebration. In my family, we do a big feast, just like the one in the book. And then the next day, we all go to Chinatown to see the great lion dance. The neatest thing I ever saw was when I opened the book and saw my friend Alvin Ho. He's a lion dancer. Want to meet him? Read this book. While you tell it, bye-bye.
Dancing is really special. Anyone can do it. You just have to feel the music and let your body go free. Here is a book called Dancing with the Indians. The pictures in this book are beautiful. Look at the colors. They really express the mood of the story. Indians dance in many ways. The ribbon dance is a collage of wonderful colors. Drummers strike a steady beat and join hands for the rattlesnake dance. They dance until the sun goes down. I'm Lindsay Montague, and I love to dance. I think dancing should be a part of everyone's life. After all, it makes you feel so good.
Dancing is a whole world to explore, and all you have to do is take that first step. So, the next time that beat gets you up on your feet, don't just stand there. Dance! I'll see you next time.
Get.
Today's Reading Rainbow books are Sophie and Lou by Petra Mathers, published by HarperCollins. Cordelia Dance, story and pictures by Sarah Stapler, published by Dial Books for Young Readers, a division of Penguin Books USA Incorporated. Lion Dancer, Ernie Wan's Chinese New Year, by Kate Waters and Madeline Slovenslo, photographs by Martha Cooper, published by Scholastic Hardcover. Dancing with the Indians by Angela Shelf Medeiros, illustrated by Samuel Bird, published by Holiday House.